This is the Nightlife Show on WBZ. I got a letter here from Davenport, Iowa. And the young lady, I think, well, let me see, who is it? Susie Sontag, is that right? Anyway, the young lady said, I have a very strong radio and a big picture window on the third floor of the apartment building. At your signal the other night, I blinked off and on the lights, and wow, I went around to each window in the room, and the picture went. 12 lights went on in one of the houses around us, and 4 pair of car lights went off and on. Horns honked. Great gear. I'll try it again next week. Also dug the German version of She Loves You. I take German. Don't like it, but offer up my trials to Paul, who speaks German and Spanish and, of course, English. I have trouble speaking plain English. Oh, well, das ist der Weg it gays. Okay, if you insist. Good bit. Another note here. It comes from Steve Goldsmith of Mattapan, and it says, hold on to your hat. Last night I was spending a quiet evening with a girlfriend of the Blue Hills in Milton. Most fantastic thing I've ever experienced happened at approximately 12:20 a.m. at the MDC skating rink. I participated in a light blinking in which I flicked my lights on and off. To my amazement, and I swear this in a stack of funny books, no less than 16 other cars participated. I believe this must be a new record, and I am proud to be part of it. It certainly pays to go parking at the skating rink. Okay. Good enough, Steve. Thank you very much for a very nice note. The rest of the note is very, very pleasant. Okay. We'll do our flash outs again this coming Friday night during the flashbacks. And ask you again, let me know what kind of results you find, because it's kind of an interesting bit.
Hey, you know, that is Dick Summer, and that was May 6, 1964, 49 years later. And he's still going strong. He's on the radio with us right now. Just came back, I understand, from Myrtle Beach. He is the man who has written the book, Staying Happy, Healthy, and Hot. Hot. That's right. Dick Summer, how you doing today?
I love the way you said hot. Could you say that for me again, please?
Hot.
You gave me a chill.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're off on a good start here this morning.
Yeah, and you're a lady from Maine, so you know that it's necessary to stay warm sometimes.
Absolutely, it certainly is. So I understand you were down in Myrtle Beach. Was it hot in Myrtle Beach?
It was very pleasant. My brother lives there, and my brother is obviously a good friend. He's trying to get me to move down there. And we live in Pennsylvania right now, and it is kind of tempting. I like the southern accent. I fly a little airplane, and I fly in the northeast corridor. We're outside of Philadelphia here, and so we fly up to New England, for example. We fly through Philadelphia airspace, and they say, "Yo, how you doing?" And you get up to New York, and it's this New York, and then up to Boston, and it's Boston approach, or you get down the other way to Baltimore, and I love the way that sounds. And my sister-in-law, who is a great lady by the name of Beth, she is developing a southern accent, and I just love it. But it's nice. There's a lot of good stuff about that. But it's frightening driving down there, though.
Frightening?
Oh, my Lord. But my lady Wonder Wench, my wife likes to drive. Okay, so it was like a 6-hour drive, hanging onto the cup holders in her car with my seatbelt tightened to the tourniquet setting. She goes careening down the highway, making these James Bond skidding handbrake turns and hurling great Polish curses at the other drivers. And I think one of them must have lost control of his car. He was zooming down the breakdown lane beside us, and then his car swerved back on the highway right in front of us at about 85 miles an hour, I figure he must have been... he probably got around 20 miles to the fender, Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I like it there.
Well, we've been influenced by all the movies and such out there. Before that, it used to be a very civilized place to drive, but, we've been influenced by the Northeast and by the West and, you know, all these bigger cities and the movies on how you're supposed to drive. So we're trying to catch up down here in South Carolina.
Well, you're doing it very quickly. I saw some great bumper stickers down there, too, you know. One was, make love, not war, see driver for details.
I like it.
What rear view window? And I guess the one that I like best was a little strange. It was, to all of you virgins, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. There you go. Well, you know, I think it is so interesting that you are still active out there with radio and doing so many things. You know, I was looking back over your bio and reading some articles. You know, you really did what is today considered old-time radio, and I was really interested. What do you think of radio today?
It breaks my heart.
Breaks your heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. I spent so much of my time at three of the great radio stations in this country, WBZ in Boston, WNEW in New York, and WNBC in New York. Most of the time, I guess, was at WNBC, which had studios on the second floor of the RCA building. And
great
the RCA
building
is, I think, 65 stories tall.
Yep.
And I was on the air late at night. It was 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it was just my technician, Vic Lombardo, and myself. And in this 65-story skyscraper in the middle of New York City, and it was just us. And we were talking to the whole country out of there in the middle of the night. And people would call and tell me things that they wouldn't tell anybody else. Because at that time, people listened to the radio at night in a different way. Desperation is not the word.
It was how we connected to the world.
Well, there's a lot of disconnection in the world. When I go to bed at night, my wife and I go to bed, and I always read to her before we go to bed.
Some of that sexy stuff?
Well, it's just like a few minutes. You know, it's not a big deal, but we're talking to each other. And I find out that's not the way most people do things anymore. We're getting disconnected, and that's one of the reasons for the book. I got a note today that just made me feel so good, and it was about the book. And I'm, I don't know what I did with it. You'll find I am extremely disorganized, but. It said something. It said, when I look at my past relationships, here it is, I think, what was I thinking? Your book is paramount in me, expecting more in any future relationships, and I thank you for that. There's a lady by the name of Becky who read the book. And the book is just a lot of stories about things that happen in my life. I live a kind of a happy, funny life. And that's what the book is. It's a whole bunch of these stories. And what I realize is that there is such disconnection now. And as people get a little older, they let themselves turn into slabs of lukewarm meat. And there's no reason for it. But that's almost all between the ears. And so that's the purpose of the book. And that was the purpose of the radio at that time. It wasn't, you know, just play 100 songs in a row or, you know, talk about organizing mobs to go and throw stones at the White House. It was company. It was companionship.
Absolutely.
And I loved it.
I love some of the old stuff that you did. In fact, one of my favorites, reading over, you had the Earl of Sandwich and the Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
But the one I liked the best, actually there were two, the Boy and Girl Watcher Card. Want to tell us about those and how that worked? I mean, I just thought that was fascinating.
Well, I just made up. I had a little card, and I punched a hole in it, and that was the boy watcher or girl watcher card, and the idea was that you know, you could sit behind the card, and watch a boy or a girl, you know, unobserved.
Yeah.
because, you know, and in a way you could, because again, so much of that is in your head, you know, you're afraid that somebody's going to see that you're watching her, you know, and there's a little guy who lives in your head, and in my head, he, you know, sometimes when I'm in the presence of a very pretty lady, like my Lady Wonder Wench, he kind of goes away because he wants to go down and find out what's going on with my right hand, you know, because that's the way he is. He's a terrible, dirty old guy. And but he's the guy who runs things in there. And sometimes he makes my eyebrows wiggle. And I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you. I don't know if women, I don't know anything about women.
Oh, I don't believe that now.
No, Dave. I don't know anything about women. I know some things about men. And as a matter of fact, there's a thing in the book that you might find interesting if you like. See if I can find it here. It's an explanation of why guys do what we do. And do you mind if I read this to you? Because I think it's important.
Well, we need to tell them. It's from your book, Staying Happy, Healthy, and Hot.
Oh, God. Oh, that's good.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is called We're Only Guys. It says, many people of all generations who are not guys will sometimes call those of us who are Louie generation guys maturity challenged. And they're right, but it's not our fault. The Big Louie Institute for Fooling Around and Figuring Most Things Out released a report recently that explains the whole thing, and here it is. The report says a guy's brain is swimming in a sea of testosterone, and that gives him a deep voice, a beard, and a hand that's just the right size for using a TV remote. The testosterone, in which his brain swims, also absorbs some of the shocks of life that sometimes hit him right in the head, like a baseball or an unexpected blast of Yanni's music or some kind of high-level verbal communication. Now, please remember, testosterone is a preservative. Are you taking notes on this?
I am. I'm writing it all down.
Testosterone is a preservative. And what does a preservative do? It keeps meat and stuff from growing old and gnarly. And, of course, growing is another word for maturing.
Yes.
So, naturally, a brain swimming in testosterone simply cannot grow and mature. It's not our fault. We're only guys. We do the best we can with what we have to work with. That's Big Louie's explanation for why guys do the things that we do. Big Louie has a lot of explanations. One of his explanations is if you still have any moving parts left, move them. You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people don't. They just sit there like slabs of lukewarm meat. And I think the thing that he says that I like best is you never know when something wonderful is going to happen.
Yes.
That's Big Louie's. That's some of Big Louie's advice. So, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it. You know, you keep referring to this woman you call your wife, my Lady Wonder Wench, my Lady Wonder Wench. How did she get that name? I'm curious.
I like the language.
Okay.
And the word wench has always kind of appealed to me because it strikes me as being a healthy, lusty, funny woman. As I said, I have a little airplane, and there's a winch that helps you to get it back in the hangar. And every once in a while, I say to my wife, to the winch, wench, you know, and it's just fun. And she is a lady, you know, in the very best sense of that word. And she's wonderful. So you put them all together, you got my Lady Wonder Wench.
I think that's terrific. You said you met her when you were working at, WBZ? She did.
Yeah, she was in charge of the log. And she used to, I used to purposely foul things up on the air, so she'd have to come in to the studio, you know, and she'd kind of, you know, stand there and put her one hand on her hip, and she had these big, beautiful blue eyes and this long, soft brown hair, and she'd, oh, you did it again, you know, and she'd look down at the log book and she'd make the corrections. And this one day, I saw she used to hide behind that long brown hair. And in this one day, I saw that she was smiling at me behind that hair. So I knew I had a shot. That was a long, long time ago. That's like that little cut that you played at the beginning of this segment. That was a light hello. I hadn't heard that in a long time. I don't know where you got that.
Yeah, that was from an air check from 1964. I was on the internet looking for some information and came across it. Thought it was great. Now I got to ask you, since you just went back to the air check, how many lights at one time did somebody see? The story I had 12 and then 16. What was the biggest amount?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I was in the studio and things, but people would call and tell me that the lights. Well, the basic idea, so that people listening will understand what we're talking about, was every Friday night I used to have what I called a light hello. And it was, I forget what time it was, 10 o'clock or whatever time it was. And it was every Friday night. So people would sometimes kind of look forward to it. And the idea was I would count to three and then ask people to flash their lights. Because if I flash my lights and the guy in the car next to me flashes his lights too, then I know that he is listening to the same station I'm listening to. And, you know, sometimes people would actually pull over to the side of the road, get out and shake each other's hands and say hello and whatever. And that was the idea.
Was that connection. Was cool. That was cool.
It was a lot of fun. And we had a couple of romances start like that. See, and that's what I mean. You said, buddy, what do you think about radio? And I said, it breaks my heart because you don't hear that. It's gone.
Yeah.
In most instances, I can't hear your station where I am, but I have a feeling that certainly on your show that you get into some of that kind of stuff. And,
we do. Yep.
Well,
we absolutely
that's
do. And you can tune in. We stream on the Internet. Just if you'd ever like to tune in, you can stream at WCRS1450AM.net.
Well, I will do that.
How about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. And I have a weekly podcast, by the way, if you would like to check it out anytime. It's at dick@dicksummer.com.
Absolutely. Podcasts are great, and it's a good way to stay in touch. Now, I have to ask you a question. You've written this book, Happy, Healthy, and Hot, with a brand new Louie Louie generation.
Yeah, would you say hot again, please?
Hot. Yes. Now I can't say it. Hot. So there we go. But, I think it sounds like a fabulous book. I think what you're saying is so true because we see so many. We see 70 anymore is not old, you know. And we used to think of when somebody retired that they were on the downward swing. But now with the generations and the way people are staying alive here today, you can do these type of things.
Well, I have it broken down. Big Lou. First, I should explain the reason that we call this the Louie Louie generation. Is that you will remember, I know you will, the song, Louie Louie.
I had it actually to play, but I decided against
okay.
this air clip.
Well, I used to do record hops, and whenever something would go kind of boring and people would stop dancing, we'd pull out Louie Louie and everybody get on the floor and dance. Because it had a lot of energy to it, and it was a lot of fun. And that's why I call our people the Louie Louie generation. It's age indiscriminate. It doesn't make any difference. It's how you think about things. And that's why Big Louie says, if you have any moving parts left, move them.
Absolutely.
You know? And then there's the pimple people. And the pimple people, you know, hang around. They drive nails through their tongues, you know.
Yeah.
And they walk down the street walking into lampposts because they're texting. You know, those are the pimple people. And then you got the drab and dreary drones. And they are people who've been around for a long time, and they should know better. But they just keep going around and around and around. And eventually they kind of turn into lumps of lukewarm meat. And that's how the thing is set up.
Absolutely. You know, just the other day on my show, the I Love Ann Show, I did an article that was in the Wall Street Journal about all the 60-pluses that are in Florida. They're all out partying every night, dancing. They
good.
Have to, yeah, they're out there partying, having a good time. They said they didn't come down to Florida just to sit on the beach. And
yeah.
up at home, maybe back in Pennsylvania or wherever, their grandma, their this, that, and the other, but they're down there having a good time. And this has become a big craze down there, particularly in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt when we were down there at Myrtle Beach, and those people were not exactly sitting around twiddling their thumbs either. So, yeah, it's again, it's what's going on between your ears. What's going on between your ears definitely affects all of you all the way down to your toes. And that's the reason for the title, Staying Happy, Healthy, and Hot. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that happens in my life. And Big Louie, he's got a lot of stuff. For example, Big Louie says, relationships are between business people. Lovers have romances. A relationship develops. A romance explodes. See?
Yeah.
And then there's Big Louie's equation for honesty, which is honesty equals the truth plus maybe. And that means whenever somebody says, this is the truth, you've got to believe me, you always got to think to yourself, yeah, time for adding some maybe. As in, it's perfectly obvious the world is flat. Go look for yourself. You know, you have to go to war to keep the peace.
Yeah, I think the generation, that 60-plus generation now, they have been hit so hard with the economy and everything. You can lose sight of these things because you're just trying to survive.
Absolutely. But then there's what Louis calls the gratitude attitude. I just recently had to hire some guys to come and do some yard work in my place because I've been very healthy all of my life, and I can't do it anymore. I mean, physically, I just can't do it anymore, and that is difficult for me to take.
Sure.
But the thing is, I got to sit down and think, hey, all of these years I've been able to do that.
Sure.
And look at the things I can still do. I can still do the things that a lot of guys can't do. I can do 50 push-ups. I can fly my airplane, you know. So if you look at things through the gratitude attitude, which is another thing that Louis talks about, sometimes it helps. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. But it helps.
Absolutely. Now, let's see. Your book is Staying Happy, Healthy, and Hot. And you'll never think of your book as AIM again. Okay. Now, but I've got to ask you about, did you ever do any hypnotherapist work on the radio?
I avoided that. But here's why. I was a hypnotherapist for 18 years, and I had a fairly successful practice in hypnotherapy, and it's very important to me. One of the things that I am grateful for, my gratitude attitude, is that I have always done things in my life that I enjoyed, and hypnosis is a wonderful thing to do, and I would not intrude on somebody's, you know, interior mind without their permission. Now, there's a lot of things that are in the book that, you know, that are ideas that come from hypnotherapy. There's a lot of positive suggestions. And they're positive suggestions because they're just things that happened to me. You know, but they are positive. And that's also in the book. But, no, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? Ever hypnotized your wife?
She had an accident a few years ago, and the use of hypnotherapy has been tremendously helpful.
Wow.
If she is in pain or she has, you know, any kind of
Dick, can you hold
like
on
that?
Just 1 second. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We're going to go ahead and run this over here. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Instead of taking medication, in many instances, I can help her through hypnosis, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, you know,
I'm not a big pill guy.
You're not a big pill guy. Well, neither am I. So, but that's a very interesting that we don't hear much about it, really. I don't think. I mean, I down in this area, I don't hear anybody saying I'm going to take care of some issues here and I'm going to be hypnotized to it.
Well, it's an interesting thing that it is not taught in medical schools. I had a course. I taught hypnotherapy for a while, and there were a number of psychiatrists who took my course. And to a person, they all said later how much it helped them. It's a natural and a very good use of a person's mental capabilities. And some of this stuff, you know, it's in the book. There's things in here that get into that, you know. And sometimes it's just little simple positive things, like the concept of Big Louie's attitudes. If you got some moving parts left, move them. You know, that's kind of funny, but is it?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Sure. You know, and I think the human body has much more capabilities to heal thyself than we ever give it
Absolutely.
Kudos. Yes.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I am an admirer of Gabby Giffords.
Absolutely, yes.
And one of the things that I like especially is Mark Kelly, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pilot, but he's a pilot. You know, he's a big bad boy Navy fighter pilot and astronaut commander. Nothing phony about him. Every time you see her, he is standing by her side.
Yes, he is. He is, and he's right
there. And he's got her by the hand.
And she's had an amazing, I mean, when you really look at it, amazing recovery.
Oh, sure. But I think, and she has said, that his help has been such a help in her recovery. It's simple stuff. It's just human stuff. And, you know, again, in the book, this story's about my life. It's not complicated. I'm no Shakespeare. But there's some, I think, interesting things in there and funny things. You know, because I have a funny life.
You've had a very, what shall we say, I think, blessed life. When you read back over the things that you've done, and you know, one of the things I like, that getting fired from radio, that's pretty common.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you have bounced around. And I really like the part where you kept writing to this one producer or show person that you kept every week. You sent them an air check or something, or once
yeah.
a month. And finally the guy said, come on down.
Yeah, that was WBZ. For the people listening, WBZ is a big station in Boston, and it covers most of the country at night. And I was working in the Midwest at the time, and I used to listen to that station because it was a wonderful radio station. Still is. It was a wonderful radio station. And I'm an East Coast guy, you know. I was born and bred in Brooklyn. And I wanted to go back basically to home. And so I used to send them an air check about every month. Because as you know, radio stations get hundreds, or did, I don't know if they still do or not, but they get hundreds of tapes from all kinds of people who want to go to work there all the time. I mean, there are boxes and boxes of these tapes every week. So finally, I guess I kind of wore him down, and he said, come on. So that's how that happened.
Well,
so you program your station, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I own the station, yes. I own the station, so I'm responsible here.
that has to be tough right now.
It is very tough right now. It
because
absolutely
you
is.
Because you have a lot of things, a lot of elements that weren't there in the old days that you have to deal with. And the fact that you can do the morning show is a very important thing, obviously.
Absolutely. So, listen, Dick Summer, I would love to have you back on again. I certainly hope that maybe you'll come on. And if you ever come down here to South Carolina again, you'll have to stop by Greenwood, and I'll have you in my studio, and we'll sit down and chat.
And you are wonderful, and I appreciate it, and I will do that. My lady Wonder Wench wants to move down there, and she and Beth get together. It's funny, because she and Beth get together, and when they're talking about husbands, which would be John and me, you know, their conversations go like 60 miles an hour with gusts to 90. And so, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, this sounds great. Hey, his book, Staying Happy, Healthy, and Hot, with the brand new Louie Generation, the one and only Dick Summer, right here on WCRS. Thanks so much, Dick, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye.